Go ahead. Welcome, everyone. We will call the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue to order. We have a little bill posted today that's gotten a lot of conversation around the building. I see representatives in the banking industry, the treasurer's office, all kinds of people here. But the purpose of this bill is just to be a vehicle for an amendment that Paul will tell us about. So, Paul, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair.
Let's open a work session on Senate Bill 889.
Before the committee, we have the A3 amendment for 889. And the A3 amendment completely replaces the bill. And what it does is half of it you should be very familiar with because it is the contents in Sections 1 and 2 of House Bill 3058, which the committee approved earlier this week. The change here, it also includes under Section 3 an amendment that was originally prepared for House Bill 3672 in the Joint Committee. This has to do with the interest charge or the so-called ICDISC corporations that are a federal entity structure that's are designed to encourage export activity and provides a favorable federal tax treatment for organizations who are set up this way. And it has a under this Section 3, it would exempt these organizations from the corporate minimum and impose a favorable tax rate of 2.5%. You have a revenue impact statement for the A3. The first part of that revenue impact for the agricultural cooperatives, that's House Bill 3058, as you recall, is $1.4 million for the 11-13 biennium. Our estimate for the ICDISC is about $300,000 per year or $600,000 for the 11-13 biennium. Both of these changes would apply to the 2011 tax year. And then you can see, so the total impact on 11-13 from this version of 889 would be minus $2
million. Okay.
Madam Chair, I would add I do not have an official fiscal impact statement. However, I have conferred with our clandestine operatives at Department of Revenue, namely Deborah and Ken, and they have their estimate of it. It would be a minimal fiscal impact with some minor programming changes that are needed at the department.
So, but are we able to pass this out of committee or not?
Madam Chair, I think it's up to the committee. I think that at this stage of the session, I think we would have the information to do that. If there is some surprise we get from the formal statement, I would be sure and contact the chair, and you would always have the option of pulling it back.
Okay, I think that's how we'll proceed. Senator George, did you want to speak to the dash A3 amendment?
Colleagues, Larry George, State Senator from Senate District 13. I appreciate the opportunity to come visit with you about this. As I mentioned on Monday when we were testifying on 3058, with 3058 moving through the chambers, it creates even additional differential between food processors who are co-ops versus food processors who are not. I raised my concerns. The relating clause in that bill just wasn't broad enough. I spent the good part of the week trying to find a vehicle upon which to put in some type of balancing to equalize or to at least make closer some of the tax treatments of how the state of Oregon treats different types of food processing mechanisms. The ICDISC as a structure, the interest charge domestic international sales corporations, are a very, very interesting type of corporation that we need to spend some time on in the future. This amendment limits it just to the agriculture ICDISCs, so it's very, very narrow. But I do think it's something that we need to discuss in a broader scope of how we encourage economic development growth in the state of Oregon. My hope is that this meets with favorable action and we can get it quickly over the House and solve everybody's problem in one bill without needing to have different bills with riders and those types of things that are confusing the issue. So basically the ICDIS portion is great public policy, really wasn't needed, but if 3058 is going to move, it really is needed to make sure that we don't have an unfair tax structure.
Questions from the committee? Senator Morris.
Just a very simple question. IC is the acronym for?
Interest charge.
Interest charge.
Mm-hmm. Interest charge, domestic international sales okay. corporation. It's in, there's a number of structures, as I discussed at length on Monday. You probably don't want that whole half hour talk again, but that basically to deal with the World Trade Organization, Congress has created a number of structures that allow exporters some tax structures that help them compete internationally. And the IC disc is something that we should have been really engaged in early on as soon as it became available. But this is our first step, our first toe in getting some acceptance in state statute for the IC disc. So it's a really good public policy on a broader scale, and I hope it gets expanded in February.
How many other entities would be affected by this legislation?
I'm actually testifying here as president of George Packing Company, and not as a state senator, because it is a direct conflict of interest on this. My company started a IC disc corporation in 2010 to deal with some number of rulings that happened at the federal level. Basically, food processors generally are going to be moving to, or actually all exporters are going to be moving to the IC disc structure for their international sales so they can compete internationally. And so I think what you're going to see is that the food processors that do a lot of export under this are all starting up IC discs. And so it probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 50 entities could be started and work would be my layman's guess.
And that's just in agriculture?
Just in agriculture, correct. The opportunity, Madam Chair, is significant. If we went beyond agriculture and start talking about the advantages of the IC disc, which I would love to do in February, and I hope we get to, the IC disc is an unbelievable tool for the state to use to expand our exports overseas. It really is a valuable tool to us.
Other questions?
I think it's important to consider the Bergen has a strong export traded sector and the ability to be more competitive and increase exports would be certainly something to spend some time on.
Well, this will serve as kind of almost a pilot program to see how it works, at least in one segment of the export community.
Yep, thank you.
Other questions, comments? Thank you.
Thank you.
We are in work session. Senator Morris.
Madam Chair, I would move the dash A3 amendments to Senate Bill 889, dated 6/16/11.
Senator Morris has moved the dash A3 amendments to Senate Bill 889. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Morris.
Madam Chair, I would move Senate Bill 889 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Morris has moved Senate Bill 889 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. We will allow Senator George to carry this bill. With that, we are adjourned.